Comedy Capers. With Comedy Capers, and this time we'll pack up the hard-boiled eggs, the pickles and the olives, and wend our way to a shady tree in a babbling brook, because this edition of Comedy Capers is dedicated to picnics. And strictly in the spirit of the occasion, the Comedy Capers ensemble sings A Picnic for Two. Two is just a bit selfish, but here is the dazzling little Shirley Reed who invites us all to a picnic of hot cha and harmony as she sings Sitting on a Log. Fishing poles and Joe Miller's joke book, come two more picnickers, Clark and Cleary, the stock company from the stockyards, who will present their thrilling melodrama entitled The Bank is Busted, or From a Picnic to a Pickaxe. Clark and Cleary.
Take care, take care. Beware, beware. Clark and Cleary are on the air. A breath of the old South. Picnic time in Dixie. We bring in the old Kentucky colonel and his daughter Nellie. I wonder where she is. Well, I guess she's down in the Glutch, picking lizards. Fact is, I didn't think they were ripe yet. I wonder where she can be. Well, 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 daughter. Well, well, daughter Nellie. Well, honey. Well, honey, where you
been? Hello, Daddy. Hello, boys. Hello, you all.
Well, well, daughter. Now, where you been?
I've been to the picnic, Daddy.
A picnic? What picnic?
I was to the garbage gentleman's picnic.
The garbage gentleman's picnic? Well, did you have a good time?
I had a swell time, Daddy. I sure did.
Well, who'd you go with, daughter?
Well, I went with so-and-so, Daddy. He's a tailor.
A tailor?
He's keeping stitches, honey.
One of them comical fellas, eh?
Yes, Daddy. I never laughed so much at one man in my life. He looked like he was walking on stilts all the time.
Mm-hmm. One of them great big tall fellas, eh?
He was so tall, Daddy, I had to talk to him by remote control.
Did any of your Mars folks come over?
Did any of them come over? They all come over.
Well, did you have a big turkey?
Yeah, they got away with a 27-pound goblin. That's
what it is. Gosh, they must have been hungry, daughter.
Hungry? That mob was born hungry, Daddy. They've been saving up since Thanksgiving. You know, all I got out of that turkey was the east end going west, honey.
Was your Uncle John there?
Yeah, I'd say he was, and boy, he wasn't taking any chances either.
Well, how's that, daughter?
Well, he brought an extra set of teeth and a box of bicarbonate of soda.
And did you play any games, daughter?
Well, some of them played tennis.
Well, didn't you play, daughter?
Well, honey, I love tennis, only I never can keep the score.
Well, what's so hard about keeping score, sugar?
Well, it's love 15, love 30, and love 40.
Mm-hmm, love 40, and then what?
There's no love after 40. Mm-hmm.
Did any of the folks bring their children?
Well, I tell you, Cousin Millie brought her baby along.
Oh, you mean little Angantine?
Yeah, little Angantine. Does that kid burn me up, huh?
Why, what's the matter with him, daughter?
Well, he's never satisfied. If you pick him up, he wants to get down. If you put him down, he wants to get up.
Always wants to be changed, eh?
Yes, and that too. I tell you.
Well, daughter, we're only children once. Do you remember what good times we had when you and I were little tykes?
Oh, sugar, I always have a good time when I'm a little tyke.
No, sugar, you don't understand. I said tyke, a baby. Remember how Daddy used to take you on his knee and sing lullabies to you? You remember?
Yes, Daddy, dear. I can remember lying back in your arms with not a care in the world and you singing songs at me.
Yes, Nellie, yes.
And boy, were you lousy.
Clark and Cleary should attend every picnic to the original hard-boiled eggs. And now the singing guardsmen desert the lemonade barrel long enough to sing Dream On.
Dream on, build it across the air. Dream on, little dreams that we can share.
Thank you, boys. That was great. And now for Dokes and Dokes, Joe and Cynthia. Joe asked Cynthia the other day, don't the ants bother you terribly on picnics? And Cynthia said, no, the ants don't bother me, but the uncles are terrible. Oh, I'm sorry. I think somebody left that Joe Miller's joke book laying here for me, too. Nevertheless, here's Dokes and Dokes.
Well, Cynthia, how do you like the picnic so far?
Joe, it's wonderful. My first time in the country, and I love it.
Oh, Cynthia, isn't the air great?
Marvelous, Joe. Now I know why that cowboy at the theater downtown looks so sad.
You mean that drugstore cowboy taking tickets at the door?
Yes.
Don't be silly. That guy never even saw a cow with hair on and everything.
You mean to say he's a fake?
Certainly. He thinks you get milk from a milkman.
Oh, that's all right, Joe. We get our milk from a milkman.
Oh, listen, Cynthia, I'm trying to explain something.
Well, don't say anything about the cowboy because in a way I like him.
And why didn't you get him to bring you to the picnic?
Because he wanted to meet me at the racetrack.
Well, he'd never be there.
Why not?
Because the racetrack is no place for a jackass.
Joe, you're jealous.
I am not, and I'll prove he's a fake. See that black cow over there?
Ooh, is that a cow?
Oh, now, wait a minute, Cynthia. Don't give me that.
Joe, what are those two things sticking out of its head?
Well, they're the cow's horns.
The cow's horns?
Of course.
Which one did he blow then, Joe?
Now, listen, Cynthia, will you please let me explain something?
Go ahead, Joe.
Strange as it may seem, you get milk from a cow. You know, you milk it.
And how do you do that?
Well, to start with, you drive her into the barn. Give her a bucket of bran and a drink of water.
And then what?
Then you drain a crankcase.
Crankcase?
Of course. See those four little handles on the cow?
Oh, yes, I see.
Well, you get the milk out of the handles.
Oh, now I'm beginning to get the idea.
Oh, you are?
Joe, outside of milk, what is the cow good for?
Cynthia, let's forget about the cow.
But, Joe, I don't want to forget about it.
Why not?
Someday I might want to live in the country and be a dairymaid.
A dairymaid?
Yes, you know, like they sing songs about.
Do you think you could handle a cow?
I think so. And Joe, how do you get a job as a dairymaid?
What's that?
I said, how do you get a job as a dairymaid?
You have to have a lot of pull.
Joe, I'm still puzzled about that black cow.
Cynthia, you're impossible. What could be puzzling about a black cow?
I can't understand why a black cow gives white milk that makes yellow butter.
Well, it's for the same reason that blackberries are red when they're green.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Now I understand.
Well, I'm glad you do.
Well, the picnic is over. All the sandwiches are eaten, and even the ice cream is all gone. So Comedy Capers will say so long until next time. This is Tom Post saying goodbye, and remember, marriage may be a picnic, but who wants to live on potato salad?